There are no talks in sight between Democrats and Republicans to reach a deal to help millions of Americans struggling financially during the pandemic. Eviction protection and $600 per week in extended unemployment benefits expired last month. Talks between Congress and the White House fell apart Friday, although earlier today, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said he thought there would be compromise. But meanwhile, on Saturday, President Trump signed four measures to get around Congress, extending unemployment to $400 per week extra, but making states pay for part of it and taking money from FEMA disaster relief in the middle of hurricane season. Let's bring in NPR White House reporter Ayesha Rascoe, who's been following this. Hi, Ayesha.
Hello.
And we know Democrats want to keep the $600 in extended unemployment. Republicans wanted $200. They say more takes away the incentive to go back to work. Here's the president with $400. Now, he doesn't have the power of the purse constitutionally. So first, are his actions enforceable?
There are a lot of legal questions about these actions, particularly the unemployment benefits. A legal expert that talked to my colleague, Tamara Keith, said that when it comes to money for unemployment, there could certainly be lawsuits because it seems like the president is calling for money to be spent in a way that Congress did not necessarily authorize. So these actions that he's looking at will likely face legal challenges. And there's also the question of how they would actually be implemented. Even if he tries to move forward with it, there's a lot of confusion over how they would actually be implemented.
Right, and whether states can afford it. He initially said states would pay 25% or $100 for every $400 per week check. Yesterday, he backtracked. States might not have to pay. Governors saying maybe we can't. Democrat Ned Lamont of Connecticut wondered if he should take the money from COVID-19 testing. Republican Mike DeWine of Ohio says his state may not be able to afford it. So, you know, the question is, how soon might this happen under Trump's plan?
There are no real answers right now coming from the administration. You had President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow. He was on the news shows yesterday, and he didn't have specific answers about, you know, even the amount of the money that people would get. They don't know what states would actually be able to pony up. And then you have, as you pointed out, states are already overwhelmed. So how are you expecting them to also come up with this money or to disperse this money? We know that even under the program that expired at the end of July, that some people waited months and months to get their unemployment checks. And we're still waiting. So now you have the president trying to do something that's totally unprecedented. And even with all of that said, the money allocated to back this would likely only last a handful of weeks before running out. So even when if they were to get some checks out of the door, it would not last for long. So it's not a long-term solution.
And what about the president's memorandum to pause payroll tax collection, businesses and the self-employed not having to pay this tax, you know, for a while? But then when it comes due, won't it be much bigger? This isn't forgiven. It's deferred.
No, it would be deferred. The president can delay the deadline for collecting taxes up to a year when you have an emergency declaration. It's kind of like what they did with the income tax, where they pushed the deadline, back to July 15th instead of April 15th. But that does not forgive the taxes. They would still be owed. And the president cannot unilaterally forgive taxes. That would have to be done through Congress.
Well, you know, there's also a question of whether or not deferring that would hurt Social Security because, you know, that's what those taxes go to pay for. But he also issued an executive order on evictions. What is that proposed to do?
So the executive order on evictions actually just directs the government to look at what they can do to help people who may be evicted, to look at funds that they may be able to provide, and to see if they can put in for the federal government to look at whether they should extend some help or relief to people so they don't get evicted if they decide that it is a threat to health. That order doesn't actually extend eviction relief. It tells the government to look at it.
Yeah. And extended relief for student loan borrowers. How would that work in the time we have?
Yeah, so student loan interest rates were cut to zero earlier this year, and students could suspend their payments through September. Now Trump is pushing that back through the end of the year, and he is saying that there could be an extension even longer than that.
And Aisha, what happens if Congress does come up with a deal? Do these executive actions just kind of go away?
Presumably, that's what would happen, and that the president would step back, and that he would kind of, you know, I think part of this is trying to force a deal in the meantime to try to force action. But, it's not clear right now that the sides are really coming together.
And I was just going to say, in the few seconds we have, do you see any side letting go? You know, the Republicans maybe coming up from 200 or Democrats down from 6?
Well, I mean, both sides are saying that, you know, they need to come find some middle ground. And so that certainly may be possible. The White House and the administration is going to be facing pressure, because now that you've done these executive orders, people are going to expect to see something happen. And if things aren't happening fast, they're going to want to make a deal.
White House reporter Aisha Roscoe, thank you so much.
Thank you.